Sherry Shepherd, have you seen the fine teacher?
Oh yeah,
in the
fourth grade yeah, in Atlanta. What we're talking
about. Yes, I have seen the fourth grade. Y'all, all you have to do is look up sexy fourth grade teacher.
And
yes,
the only one I know.
And she's got Instagram pictures. She's gorgeous.
Yeah, we talked about this. This came out a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And I've been waiting for you to come on the air so we can ask you this
Mommy
question.
Mommy of Jeffrey.
Mommy of Jeffrey. Would you let Jeffrey be taught by this fine teacher when he gets to the fourth grade?
Okay, first of all, my son is 11. He wakes up with a boner every day.
Oh my God.
Anyway.
Well, you think it's hard now? You wait till you get one class of this damn lady.
Oh,
it's going to pop.
Every morning, he just and
mommy,
it exploded. But this is what I'm saying. When he gets a little boner, he goes, "Mommy, it's floating."
It's floating.
So every day with this lady, he'd be like, "Mommy, it floats all day."
So you would let him go to her class?
Fourth grade.
For Jeffrey, I would not mind her teaching Jeffrey because I would not mind that. Mm. But if Jeffrey were 16 or in high school, I would not want her teaching my son because I think it would be too much of a distraction. He would never come out the bathroom.
She's too fine to teach?
She's too fine to teach an older child.
No, high schoolers, an older child. Because I think it has nothing to do with her ability.
Right, but this lady goes to school, becomes a teacher.
Yes.
She becomes a high school teacher. She gets ostracized because she's too damn fine.
Look at the picture she's posted. And she's
gorgeous.
I would
love to have her in my school.
I know you would because you wouldn't get nothing done.
Should she be ridiculed because she's that fine?
You're saying should she be penalized because she's
gorgeous
like that?
Yeah, don't say penalized.
If she were, okay. Then see, and there you go. See, and picture Jay in high school making those jokes. Every time she turns around, and look at her booty. She's got a gorgeous booty. Every time she turned around and wrote on the chalkboard.
Because you send your child to school and is a fine-ass teacher and his dumb ass don't learn, that's his problem.
That's
because
not
I'm
her problem.
Sure everybody who teaches her, who she teaches, some child is going to get the lesson that she teaches.
But I think in high school, your testosterone factor is way up. Well, y'all don't think
straight
anyway. I know
what you're saying,
anyway.
But, you know, when I was in school, it was fish sticks that threw me off, so I don't know what you're talking about.
The fat kid.
Tom Joyner, you know good and well, the moment she turned around to write her name on the board in that tight dress, you wouldn't be able to think of no algebra.
Was it
I don't care what kind of dress she had on. Whether
she's
going
to be fine.
She's going to be fine. And she's been this fine for a long time. She didn't just get this fine overnight.
She was born fine.
You all asked her, would she want her son in this woman's class? And she said, no. Y'all are trying to defend the woman.
No, but I'm saying, you go to PTA meeting and you say, you know, and all of a sudden you see this teacher, right?
Yeah.
You're going to take him out of that class.
I'd be looking for an alternative. I want my teachers in high school teaching my son, I want them to have double chin hairs, hairy arms, a mustache. Because I don't want Jeffrey to be distracted. I need him to learn.
Too fine to teach.
Too fine to teach.
And nothing against, she's gorgeous. I would love to paste my face
on
her body.
That's
high school
shame.
Students. I think it's a little bit distracting.
I can't believe you.
Too fine to teach.
I don't know if she's too fine to teach, but my question now is how she has become such a phenomenon and what is it in her that makes her want to show all of this?
Listen to Tom and Jay. They've never had anybody that looked like
her. Yes, I have. hell yeah. Miss Green was this damn fine. In fact, Miss Green was finer than this.
And what did you get in that class?
I wasn't even in her class.
You wasn't even in your class looking at Miss Green.
Miss Green was on the third floor. My class was on the first floor. I would go up there just...
Sybil, do you see what I'm saying that just proved true? This man wasn't even... And look at you now.
Look at me now.
He's still lusting. I mean, he didn't even go like this over Miss Trinidad.
He didn't even go to class.
On Martin. Remember when Beverly Johnson was Miss Trinidad on Martin?
Yes.
And all of that? Jay didn't even go that crazy. He was on the set with her.
He didn't even... Case in point. You got a man who's distracted at every.
But is that Miss Green's fault? Because I was up on the third floor. She's trying to teach her class.
And you wasn't in yours because
I know.
It was
and
distracted.
She's like, Brown, go to class.
What about
breathing hard?
Is she Ms. a good? Green is floating.
Is she a good teacher?
How do we know?
All right. Sherry, we're going the same standard for a nanny because we had this discussion.
Yeah. Oh.
Too fine to be a nanny or too fine to be
no.
a teacher?
She would never be a nanny. Oh, I wouldn't let that woman in my house. And if I was married, oh, hell no. I'd be like, oh, if you must be out your damn mind. What you applying for? I'll knock you in your face applying for this job. Oh, and my husband, you better get that. I will beat you. Who told you to come apply for this job?
Wait a minute. All right, just reverse it. There's a really,
no, she ain't going to be Jeffrey's nanny.
Reverse it. A really good-looking guy, really good-looking guy in school. Should he not teach? Because he's a good-looking guy?
Because he's a good-looking guy?
Yeah.
If you had a daughter.
If you had a daughter.
If you had a daughter, would you let your daughter be taught by this really, really
no.
good-looking guy?
Ms. Shepard,
I would have to agree with Sybil.
Because if she's my child, she's not getting any work done.
Yeah, because when you're a girl, it's the same thing. All you do is
it
just
really
daydream.
Is.
But send him home to mama.
See?
Mama needs some extracurricular teaching. Where you at teaching? Come here. Come here, Mr. Jones.
Miss Shepard, PTA meeting is not tonight.
Too fine to teach.
I know
that's a shame.